What's News from the Wall Street Journal. Top stories and timely insights.
This is Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. After speaking with business leaders, President Trump has asked the Securities and Exchange Commission to look into scaling back how often companies report results.
Companies think that they're under a lot of pressure to show short-term results and short-term progress. They think that by making reporting less frequent, it would make them better able to focus on long-term growth and long-term investment.
We'll have more with Wall Street Journal reporter Michael Rappaport in just a moment. First, these news headlines. President Trump has canceled a U.S. military parade planned for November in Washington and blames local officials for setting the price tag too high. The District of Columbia put the cost at $21.6 million, including the cost of police and traffic control. President Trump says he'll explore opportunities in 2019, quote, when the cost comes way down. Natural gas production has ramped up in the United States, but Wall Street Journal reporter Stephanie Yang says trade tensions could impact profitability.
Since China is set to become, you know, the world's largest importer of natural gas in the coming years, that's a big market for us. So the problem with trade tensions is that in the latest round of, you know, proposed tariffs, China mentioned liquefied natural gas.
That could force the U.S. to find other markets. The U.S. and China are set to resume lower-level trade talks next week in the hopes of easing trade tensions. U.S. officials say American pilots are being targeted more frequently with lasers, putting crews in danger. Officials say U.S. pilots in Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan were the most frequently targeted out of some 350 incidents in the past 7 months. The attacks have caused minor injuries to pilots, including visual impairment and headaches. The U.S. is imposing sanctions on Myanmar's military, border guard, and police commanders for their alleged role in ethnic cleansing of religious minorities, including Rohingya Muslims. The U.S. Treasury Department says Myanmar's military has committed systematic and brutal violence against the Rohingya and other groups. Hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims have fled to neighboring Bangladesh. Up next, why the SEC is studying a scale back in earnings reports. This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal. In a tweet on Friday, President Trump announced that he's asked the Securities and Exchange Commission to look into scaling back how often public companies report their results, from quarterly to every 6 months. Joining us now in our studio with more details is Wall Street Journal reporter Michael Rappaport. So, Michael, in his tweet, the president said that he spoke to some business leaders on the matter. What do we know about what he heard from them?
We know that he had a dinner with some CEOs last week at his club in Bedminster, New Jersey. And Indra Nooyi, the CEO of PepsiCo, was one person who brought this up, suggesting that companies not be required to report quarterly any longer. This is also a subject that Jamie Dimon from J.P. Morgan and Warren Buffett from Berkshire Hathaway brought up a couple months ago in an op-ed they wrote for the Wall Street Journal, and they said that companies should scale back from having to report quarterly earnings guidance, although they said quarterly earnings reporting should still be required. The idea is to reduce a company's focus on the short term prompted by investor concerns and allow them to focus on long-term investment and growth.
And in that op-ed that you mentioned, what was the reasoning or the argument behind scaling back the quarterly guidance but continuing to release quarterly reports?
Dimon and Buffett said that providing quarterly guidance puts too much weight on companies hitting short-term targets, discourages longer-term investment. They still support quarterly reporting as a means of transparency. Quarterly reporting goes back to the 1930s and the law that created the SEC itself, and it's basically a bedrock of disclosure to investors in the U.S. securities markets.
And what about the SEC? Is there support for reducing or scaling back how often public companies report their results?
Well, it's hard to say. The chairman of the SEC, Jay Clayton, has not yet embraced the idea of whether to move away from quarterly reporting. Investor advocates certainly are opposed to the idea. They regard quarterly reporting as a main principle of transparency to investors. Business groups, on the other hand, including the Business Roundtable, which Mr. Dimon heads, support the idea. As I said, they like the idea of not facing as much pressure to hit short-term targets and be allowed to focus more on long-term investment and growth.
And what about some regulatory changes proposed by the Treasury Department? Where do those stand?
The Treasury issued a report last October, the proposed changes to make it easier for companies to raise capital, but that didn't address how often they should disclose results to investors. I mean, the Treasury said smaller companies need more flexibility to raise money, but they suggested more targeted measures rather than reducing the frequency of quarterly reporting.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Michael Rappaport joining us in our studio to talk about possible changes to how often public companies report their results. Thanks so much for joining us, Michael.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.